All right, time now for our weekly Penn State wrestling segment with Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now, also the sports editor of the Tyrone and Huntington Daily Papers. Andy, what is happening with you today, buddy?
Very little, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We got a lot of sun out there. You enjoy when we finally get to maybe not necessarily spring, but when the weather starts to turn back and we can kind of get outside a little bit more?
I can't wait for that day, man. Especially, I mean, I like my wrestling, of course, but I mean, the number one thing that gets me excited these days is spring training baseball. And of course, high school baseball is not even all that far away either. So this is a fun time of year for me.
I was out with my son playing catch before we came to the show. I'm teaching my kid how to be a catcher. So we got the catching equipment on and everything. So believe me, I enjoy
this.
Those
are fun days right there.
Absolutely, brother. Those are fun days, man. All right. Penn State off this weekend. They got the Big Ten Wrestling Championships coming up next week. Andy's got predictions for us. You've got predictions on the number of wrestlers that you think will win Big Ten championships from Penn State. How many guys, we'll get to the individuals here in a second, but how many guys do you think Penn State's going to have win a Big Ten title?
Yeah, I'm going out on a little bit of a limb here, Corey. I have four Big Ten champions for Penn State, and that's kind of high compared to recent years. I know last year five schools had two champions each, so four would be quite the step. So I got... My first one would be Roman Bravo Young at 133. Second one would be Nick Lee at 141. The next would be Carter Starace at 174. And I got Aaron Brooks at 184 making a repeat champion. So, and I believe out of those four, those guys, they only have one loss combined this year. So maybe I'm not going out on that big of a limb, but four champions would be something else for sure.
If they win four individual titles, does Penn State win the team championship?
I would say yes, probably. Now, in wrestling tournaments, who gets the team championship, wrestlebacks are very, very important. The guys who lose at some point and then wrestle back to get third place, that's always big too. Of course, four champions, obviously that's going to be big. And for the record, I also have Iowa winning three. But it would be very close, I think. But if that happens, if Penn State gets four, I believe they would just barely beat Iowa.
Why is Penn State and Kale Sanderson, why is he so good? And again, you're talking about the wrestlebacks, the bonus points, all the, why is this program so good at understanding how to win tournament? Obviously, you've got great wrestlers across a lot of different weights, but everything you just mentioned, that they know how to wrestle in tournaments and pile up a lot of points.
Yeah, they're just solid from top to bottom. I mean, yeah, they're not – I mean, if you give me a full-strength Iowa team and a full-strength Penn State team at a dual meet this year, I don't think there's any doubt that Iowa would probably beat them, and I don't even think it would be necessarily close. But if you bring out all the teams, all – I can't remember how many wrestling schools there are in the Big Ten, but almost all 14 of them, I think. You're going to have some really good competition, but I believe Penn State would probably place nearly everybody in the top five at least. So, I mean, those points add up in a tournament, and I don't think the rest of the Big Ten schools, I don't think they can say that for themselves, except for maybe Iowa.
All right, so Andy Stein, again, his four Big Ten champs from Penn State. The predictions are Roman Bravo Young at 133, Nick Lee 141, Carter Starace 174, Aaron Brooks 184. You did not pick Greg Kirkvliet to win a Big Ten championship, but his availability. Where is this team? With Greg coming on. What does he still have to do to be able to make sure he can wrestle in the postseason too?
Yeah, I got this role mistaken from the beginning of the season, and I apologize about that. But apparently you need four Big Ten matches for just to compete in the NCAA tournament. I did not know that. So Kirkvliet, he got two on Monday night. Both resulted in quick pins. That's amazing for your first action of the season. But apparently he only has to wrestle twice in Big Tens, and he'll be eligible. But as for him winning a Big Ten title, You know what? I guess it wouldn't be all that big of a surprise. I mean, the kid is crazy talented. You know, but again, that was his first action on Monday. And the fact remains that heavyweight in the Big Ten is just loaded. I believe Kirk Fleet debuted at number 6 in the Intermat rankings this week. And before you get there, I mean, the Big Ten has number 1, 2, and 3 in the Intermat rankings. So, I mean, he would have a big, big hill to climb. And I know he did wrestle Gable Stevenson. He's from Minnesota. He wrestled him in high school, and I believe it was only a 3-2 match. Of course, that was 3 years ago now. So, you know, it wouldn't, I guess it wouldn't be all that big of a shock if he did surprise some people and make a big run at it. But how stacked heavyweight is right now, I just don't see it right now.
Why is it such a game changer if he's available for the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament? How significant is it if they can get, you know, some production from that spot?
Yeah, really big. I mean, and it's kind of crazy to say because Seth Nevels, I mean, I made the comparison earlier this year that if Greg Kirkfleet is 1A, Seth Nevels was a great 1B. I mean, he was doing a fine job. He only had one loss so far. But if Kirkfleet can come in, like I said, I don't think he's going to win a championship, but if he can make a good run in the WrestleBacks, that's just more points than Penn State can get, and you know, and who knows, it might be a factor in a race that everyone's expecting against Iowa.
Andy Stein joining us. The regular season is over. Penn State and Iowa declared co-champs in the Big Ten. They were both undefeated. How surprised are you that we got to this point that they were able to complete a regular season with all these stops and starts? Penn State's had pauses. Iowa's had a pause. How surprised are you that we're to this point and it appears we're going to have a Big Ten tournament and a national tournament?
Yeah, I think we talked about this back in January on the show about the first two dual meets of the season were postponed against Rutgers and Michigan State. And then they hadn't even rested their first meet yet, that tri-meet against Northwestern and Wisconsin. And they knew that the Michigan duel wasn't going to happen, at least right away. Of course, you got to be thinking at that point. I mean, here we go again. How are we ever going to get any kind of a season in? And yeah, I got a reminder of all this. Just I went to high school. They weren't allowed to wrestle at all in the postseason. Yeah, they were sidelined because of COVID. One kid had COVID.
You broke up there for about 3 seconds. Which school could not wrestle?
Oh, I'm sorry. Meshannon Valley, my alma mater. They were not able to wrestle a sectional tournament this year, just last week because of COVID issues. They had one kid test positive. And then, of course, the whole team had to get tested. And then I think like 4 or 5 kids had it. And right there, the coaching staff said, you know, we're done. We're not going to wrestle. So, obviously, it's a sobering reminder of what can happen at any time. That goes for no matter what sport and no matter what level you're at. I mean, that could happen at any time.
Andy Stein from Nittany Sports now joining us. What's it been like? Have there been surprises from this Penn State team, or has this season kind of gone about the way you would have expected?
You know, I think the number one thing that I can think of is Carter Storace. Obviously, I mean, I knew he was good, and the way that he's bounced back from that first loss, from that first duel meet against Indiana, and the way he's bounced back since, getting a big win against Michigan, got another big win last Friday against Ohio State. Of course, he's the number one guy that sticks out right now, but you know, also Robbie Howard at 125. You know, not having a 125 pounder at the beginning of the season, that was tough for Penn State, especially in that dual meet against Indiana where it came down to the last match. I mean, and then he comes in and, you know, I think he has 3 dual meets under his belt right now, and he's looked pretty good in all 3 of those. I mean, he's made quite the difference for Penn State as well.
Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the time as always. We'll preview the Big Ten championships coming up next week. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Corey.
All right, good stuff there from Andy Stein.